First Corinthians chapter 2, everybody. We're in a journey of Corinthians again, but I'm taking it from the perspective of this adventure of living a godly life and how to really extract the most out of that. And I wanted to read to you this morning for your devotion from verse 4 to 6. It says this: "My message," Paul says, "and my preaching was not with wise and persuasive words, but with demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time even began." I absolutely love the incredible power of this passage of scripture because it does a comparison on types of wisdom. You know, it says that there is a worldly wisdom and godly wisdom, that there is philosophies of man and then there is the theologies of God. And they're not on the same playing field. The one is so much greater than the other. I don't know if you've ever had somebody share with you a sort of a pearl of wisdom that might be just common knowledge, but not to some people, but not to you. And you thought, why didn't I know that ages ago? I'll give you an example of one. You're going to laugh at this. But I remember being with somebody, hanging out with somebody at my home in a group setting and expressing frustration that something I'd done in the garden had left some stains on a shirt. And they said, "Oh, have you tried Doom?" And I thought, well, I thought Doom was for insects. And they said, no, you spray Doom on the thing and you just, well, you know, you let it set a bit and you rub it out and you stick it in the wash. It worked. I thought, gosh, if I'd had that wisdom, a little bit of that wisdom, I might have salvaged a few things along the way. And you know, there is a wisdom of God that is passed on. It is passed on by preaching orally, through relationship, through connection. And that wisdom of God has all the secrets in it. It has all the gems, all the gold in it. That'll sort out some stains and it'll salvage a whole bunch of things. And so I want to really encourage you, good morning, Toti. I really want to encourage you to build your life on being wise amongst your contemporaries. Yes, I think you should educate yourself and, you know, be world smart, but build your life on godly wisdom. So there are three categories, I guess, of comparison here. Good morning, Centurion. The Bible talks about the difference between worldly persuasion and godly power. In worldly persuasion, it's like a sales pitch. You just got to keep at it. Chip away at the barriers to entry, persuade people based on their emotions or their anxieties, and land the deal. Well, or even their dreams and ambitions or egos, whatever the motivation is. But the power of God is something altogether different. We're not persuaded by worldly wisdom there. We experience the power of God so that we can know it in a way that nobody has to convince us of. Now, those of us who are true believers, You can't persuade us out of it by some kind of argument. It's fruitless. It's just an annoying fly because we have an experience of the power of God in our lives. Nobody can take that away. You know, you can say what you think, but you can't say what I have felt. That remains my domain. And the second kind of comparison the scripture describes is a comparison between words and deeds. Paul said, "I didn't just come to you with words. I came to you in demonstration." It is that word. It's an action. It's a doing. It's an authority. It's a power. Demonstration of the Spirit's power. You know, if your faith is only a bunch of words, either words you hear or words you say or words you keep reading, and that's all it is, I doubt very much that it builds your life. It's sort of informative, but it doesn't really build your life. Now, building your life is deeds. When you pray a prayer and something happens, when you give a tithe and something happens, when you sing a song and something happens, when you make a stand and your heart beats and you just feel that God is on your side. That's it. That's what it is. And I want to encourage you concerning having words. We must have a vocabulary, surely. But also deeds, the combination of these with the one having superiority over the other, the supersedes the other. And then the last thing I wanted to share with you before we wrap up is the idea of common knowledge They say, everybody says, you know, nobody thinks that way. Common knowledge, which is not. You can't build your life on common knowledge. And cultivated knowledge, that's the knowledge that is sown by the Spirit, watered by the Word, and grown by action. Cultivated, you grew it. And because you grew it, it sits on your heart in an authority and in a way, morning Kobe, in a way that you wouldn't have known before. And so I want you to think about cultivating knowledge, not just common knowledge. I mean, where'd you get that from, and who said, and why is it more true than what somebody else said? Now, cultivated knowledge is very, very powerful, you see, because I took a word, which is a seed, and I sowed it into the ground, which is my faith response, and then I went to a sermon or logged on online and did a devotion, got watered, and God started growing it. Now, I have a knowledge base that is both common knowledge, but also cultivated knowledge. And by the way, when you share cultivated knowledge to someone else, it gives the same power. The Bible, we get to it, it's in Corinthians actually, says, with the same comfort you've been comforted, you comfort others. There's something about, let me tell you what I've seen, rather than just, let me tell you what I heard. You know, let me tell you what I heard is a low level of knowledge authority. Let me tell you what I've seen. Now that's next level. Of knowledge authority. And then, of course, the highest level is, let me tell you what God says. And so I hope that's been helpful to you. I'm blown away by the number of people logged in this morning. We're at 190 people. That is very close to what we started doing Sundays on. And so thank you for logging in. Well, we're at 9 minutes after seven. I promise you a 10-minute devotion, and here we are. I'm going to take a moment to pray, and I appreciate all your comments on praying for my family. They're very private people. We're from KZN. I say private, but if you ever go to St. Lucia, which is up north above Impangeni and Richards Bay and next to Tuba Tuba in Zululand, you'll find a shopping mall called Giorgio's. It's not massive, but it is decent. And that's where you'll find them. So let's pray. Father, we thank you so very much, not only for common knowledge, for ordinary language, for words, for persuasions, all of these things have some earthly value. We thank you also, though, for the demonstration of the Spirit's power for deeds and for cultivated knowledge. We thank you that these have greater power. Teach us, we pray, to be wise on both of those categories. In Jesus' name, amen.